Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the publisher and the King Biscuit over at Bottom Line Publications. And they produce an outstanding periodical called the Bottom Line Personal. Bottom Line Personal. It's been around now for decades. And, of course, one of my favorites is their yearbook, the Bottom Line Yearbook 2017. I got mine right in front of me. I wish you had one. And we'll tell you how to get one in a minute. Sarah joins us on a regular basis to share some things that are going on in our lives, some things we need to be paying attention to, and she's our good friend, Sarah Heiner. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
It's always great to be here.
Happy New Year.
And to you. It's going to be a good year.
Let's have a good one together. What do you think?
I think so. Well, we're going to have it anyway. I'd much rather have a good one than a bad one.
There you go. That's right. That's right. The sun's going to come up tomorrow. Okay, so we've got a lot to talk about. In the next segment, I want to talk about the stock market because I know that's a report that you've got out right now. But this time, I want to talk about the homeowner thing. You've got things that turn off homeowners. Homeownership is part of the American dream, isn't it?
And well, homeowners isn't part of the American dream, and you know we're coming into the spring selling season, so it's really important for people to prepare early if they want to sell their house. It's not like decide today and sell tomorrow. This isn't putting your old car on eBay or whatever.
Well, there are other things, though, Sarah, that are going on right now. There's generational things. There's a generation of people who aren't necessarily thinking about buying houses like you and I did when we were in our 20s. I mean,
well,
you know, that
I
was
think
just,
so.
And so that's going on. Then you've got the mortgage company scenario, the whole mortgage industry. There's so many things that I think may be complicating selling your house, and you need to get out of your own way, right?
Well, you do. I mean, it's not easy. Where I live, frankly, the market has dropped in the last bunch of months.
That's my
so,
point.
Right. So if you want to be able to sell your house,
it's
again,
a buyer's
yes,
market.
Young buyers aren't necessarily coming into the market like they were because they simply can't afford it. You know, you have the number of people that are unemployed, mm-hmm. number of people that haven't been able to, they're underemployed, so they're not able to get enough money. And it's really interesting, actually, this younger generation that doesn't want, you know, the last 10 years it was all about the McMansions.
Right.
The younger generation doesn't want a 5,000 square foot house.
That's right.
You know,
That's
they're
right.
doing the tiny thing. They don't want, they do not want to be burdened with excess.
They'd rather live in a box and go to dinner at the cafe down the street every night. I'm oversimplifying, but it's not that far.
Well, they find, you know, I talk to a lot of millennials because my children are and their friends are and stuff. And it's really interesting to see they just want enough. You know, they got raised by these parents who bent over backwards, made themselves crazy to provide excess, to
right.
provide
more than
so much. And the kids saw what that did to the family and to
mm-hmm.
their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking away from that. It's really
so if you're going to sell your home, what do you need to do to make sure you're not part of the problem?
So if you're going to sell your home, you really have to prepare ahead and you have to, you know, put your ego aside, and even though you love that, you know, dark brick paint that makes your living room so cozy, you have to get over it and do things like make it a neutral palette.
Right.
Right? So there are things that we do that get in our own way, and some simple things you can do to help sell your house. So paint and wallpaper, neutral. Neutral is better.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got, you know, again, mm-hmm. in the 1990s,
and
it was
bright, light, where there's plenty of light. Everybody likes light.
You want right, exactly. So you want to open your windows. You want to have brightness. Add lamps. If you have a room that's kind of cavey, add a lamp. It's cheap. You
mm-hmm.
might have to spend a little bit of money, but add a lamp in the corner. Clean up the clutter. You don't realize how cluttered your house is. Like, walk in, pretend like you've never been to your house before,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to see so much junk on counters, on surfaces, on all over that it becomes
invisible
to you.
Do you recommend getting a what do they call them?
Stager?
Stager, that's it. That's the word I'm looking for.
Well, you could. I mean, many people do it.
Tell them what a stager is.
If not for them to do it, but at least to come in and give you guidance as well if your realtor won't do it.
Tell them what a stager is.
Pardon?
Tell them what a stager is.
So a stager comes in, and they will actually make your house look like a showroom.
Yeah.
So that they might bring in some different furniture. They will certainly declutter your house. They may rearrange things. So, again, for example, we'll have, one of the classic things is when people have little kids. And they got toys all over the place, and they've taken over the dining room to make it like a toy room.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to show it like it could be, or like someone might use it.
You have to clean the pablum off the wall, right?
Yes, and paint it beige. Yes, right. But there were also some things
like that. They can find out more about this in the bottom line in personal, right?
They can indeed. Absolutely.
All right. Give us the website quickly.
Bottomlineinc.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And this and more is there. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the stock market. I'm a stock market expert, right? 22, right back with Sarah Heiner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.